response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1, open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay, as it is first round NBA draft tonight, and I don't know about the rest of you out there, but I'm fired up for this draft because it's the first time in a while where it just feels like, hey, we got a really good team, a team with a good offseason can you know, bolster their chances to win a championship, and the draft is part of it. And can you find a player at 21? Well, it's not as easy as if you're picking in the top 10, but it can be done. And it feels like they have very specific needs as opposed to just needing to, for roster talent, can they go out and they add a shooter or a scorer or a ball handler or maybe all of those in one, which brings us to Bennett Sturts, who's one of the best three-point shooters in the Big Ten. We've talked a lot about him. It feels like mock drafts from day one have linked the Pistons to Bennett Sturts. Who is, you know, the question is, will he be on the board for them? Player that a lot of people like. Another one that I've mentioned that I, you know, just has endless range and seems like he can be a great addition if you're looking for shooting is LeBaron Fillion from Alabama. But the closer we get to this thing, I think the player that Trajan Langdon would go after if he's on the board is Isaiah Evans, the 6'6 wing from Duke, who shot 38% from three. He's got good size. He can shoot free throws. He needs to put on some weight, but at 6'6", he has a chance to be a good defender. And a lot of the guys that we've talked about so far don't have great size. They're shorter. But I think if they stay there at 21, Isaiah Evans from Duke as a perimeter shooter can be the guy.
I don't have any issue with that. And I think, you know, drafting guys from Duke is always a good thing to do. They just seem to know what they're doing, and they come into the league ready to play. He's potentially an excellent shooter. And when you're playing on a team that has so many options, sometimes you get overlooked. And when you got the Boozers there, those are the guys who are going to get the ball. So it's, I can see that.
Yeah, it's a little bit what happened with Carl Anthony Towns coming out of Kentucky. People questioned his offensive ability, and it was in part because of the roster he played on. He didn't, you know, it was a heavy perimeter shooting team, but yeah, there were options at Duke.
I tend to think he might be gone by that point simply because of the Duke pedigree and that people will overlook this guy. And the guy I think is who the Pistons selected 21. It's a name we've talked on many a time here because it seems like he was mocked here forever and now not so much. But Bennett Sturts, the guard from Iowa, 6'2.5". This guy knows what he's doing as a point guard. I mean, you're getting an experienced guy who can handle the basketball and shoot very well. These are two things that they're looking for, shooters and ball handlers, and this is the guy who's a shooter and a ball handler. I think Bennett Sturts would be the pick at 21.
Okay. Let's get Kang's pick, and then we'll throw in a sleeper here. But what do you got?
I'd love to bring a third name into this conversation, but I actually agree with one of you 100%. Eyes in your own paper, Doug. I think Isaiah Evans would be the pick if they stay at 21. I mean, he provides the floor spacing they desperately need. Like you mentioned, too, he's taller out of all the other shooters that are in this first-round draft class. The other guys are about 6'2", 6'3", maybe 6'4". I think he's 6'5.5", barefoot, so which means he's like 6'6", 6'7", maybe. He can shoot from deep, and he can finish at the rim. Now, he can't create his own shot, really, not yet at least. But you're not going to get the perfect player at 21, but he can come off screens and he can open wide open threes. And that's what this team needs. And if you're thinking, well, 21, how much of a difference can a player make at 21? He might not make the biggest difference right away, but I still think he can contribute to this team next year in a playoff run. And then 2-3 years down the line, you might be like, wow, we got a player. Tyrese Maxey was the 21st pick overall a couple years ago. Look where he is right now with the Sixers. He's basically the guy they're building around. I'm not saying Isaiah Evans is going to be exactly like that, but you can get a good player is my point. And earlier when you mentioned Darius Acuff, I think it's an absolute dream, but that would be my dream as well. I think he goes top 10, but that guy provides handling, and he's a bucket.
He's a fall. He has to fall in a trade-up candidate. Yeah. And you got to trade up to get him.
No, but if they stay at 21, I like Isaiah Evans, Doug.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. There's one player that I am fascinated with because I think the door has been opened in the NBA for guys like this. And that's Alan Graves, the 6'8 forward from Santa Clara. He shot 41% from three last year at 6'8. He averaged 2.5 dimes a game, according to The Athletic.
That's assists.
Yeah, assists. He had an insane steal rate for a big. He had 17 against Kentucky in March Madness.
I'm sorry, what's that?
He had 17 against Kentucky.
Oh, I thought you meant steals.
No, 17 okay, so points.
You just talked about steals.
No, my bad. Yeah, 17 points. But the door has been open to this kind of player because this is also part of his scouting report. He's the most athletically underwhelming player in my top 30. And you love this. He finishes below the rim. He is not an athlete. If you watch him play, you'll say things like, sweet pass. You'll say things like,
nice screen.
That's a fundamental up and under move in the low block. You'll say things like, nice screen. And then you'll see him beyond the perimeter, quick trigger, 6'8", 3-point shot, going in, going in, going in. Does he wow you? Nope.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
And I think the door's been open because of guys like Jokic and Luka who wouldn't get picked first at LA right. Fitness and yet are amongst the best players in the league.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you can shoot 41% beyond the arc. You can shoot, and you're 6'8". Mm-hmm. I don't need you to show highlight reel dunks, right? I don't need that.
Yep.
If you're fundamentally sound, you're already off to a fantastic start. There's a great foundation. He's fundamentally sound. I like that. That's a great starting point. And what else does he do? Oh, he shoots really well from three. I imagine he also shoots very well from the free throw line. So that's going to be good news too.
Yeah.
A little sleeper that I would have, and it may fly in the face of what people would think, but I'm looking at a big man, Chris Senick Jr. from Houston.
Yeah.
He's 6'10", but he's got a wingspan of 7'5".
Wow.
Standing reach is 9'5". Just by standing and putting his hand up in the air, he's almost at the rim. It's a guy who played last year as a freshman, averaged just about 10 points and 8 rebounds per game, shot 33% from three-point land. So he's got the ability certainly to get better there as he's only 19 years old, and you're not expecting 6'10 guys to be lighting it up from there at 19. But what it tells me is he can develop and become a better shooter. But having that kind of size, I think the Pistons covet guys that have size and length like that. And when you see, you know, this with what Wembanyama can do with being the hydra that he is defensively, I think it would behoove the Pistons to think about a guy like that as well. So it's just a sleeper I have. 7'5" wingspan is massive.
All right, we're pretty excited about I don't know about you, Gator, but I feel young again.
Do you?
It's been a long time since I cared this much about an NBA draft.
I felt like this since the Pistons took Isaiah Thomas and Kelly Trepuka.
Thank you very much, Pistons. 248-539-9797. Got a ton of feedback coming in. Love to hear from you. What do you want to have happen tonight? And even if you don't have a specific player, what do you hope they get out of it? You can just give us the outline of what you hope they get tonight. Because I don't know how much deep dives people do on the NBA draft. But we'll get to some of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.